This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Greater Mummies.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Or Anktapot's Children.
Yes. Yes. Referring to like a specific faux Egyptian god in one of these universes. It has to be Ravenloft, right?
Yeah, this is all, the Ravenloft is all over this. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Greater Mummies only exist in Ravenloft.
Okay.
In D&D. I could be wrong about that though, don't at me. So these are the good mummies.
Yes,
these and are not the, good aligned.
These are the mummies with agency.
Yeah, these are the money mummies. So, these are money mummies.
Money mummies.
These are my money mummies. Money mommy. Can I have some lunch mommy? Can I have a lunch mummy?
I want some extra for a Bosco stick, mommy.
Can I get a kid cuisine?
Their nuggets are shaped like dinosaurs.
Those were real good. And TV dinners too, because it's like, I saw something about, or there was a stuff you should know that they talked about them recently.
Oh yeah.
And just reminded me of how powerful it is to give you your dessert at dinner.
Oh yeah.
When you were a kid, because you got to just sit there and eat, you know, just.
Oh, just looking, you know, at it. Yeah.
It's and motivation. Just like that like brownie cube is waiting for me, man. Like my eternal reward.
Oh man. Whenever I go grocery shopping, you know, I try and do that thing where you stick to the edges, you know?
Yeah.
Like I make short jaunts into the junk food stuff, but like I go through the freezer aisle because I don't like going grocery shopping that often. So I try to get stuff that'll keep, you know, frozen vegetables, mm-hmm. but you pass by the frozen meals, the frozen breakfast, Gary.
Yeah.
The frozen French toast with the sausage links in it. That was like my childhood jam, man. And I'm just like, I'm tempted to just like get one, but I'm, you know, just to relive it, but I'm worried that that'll be the end. Like what happened to Cole? Oh yeah. He yeah. He's a hungry man now.
No, Cole. The hungry man needs his banquet.
Like, you the just hungry man this, feast tonight.
You just become this kind of like, you know, frozen meal version. And then it becomes a whole team where you got like, hungry man is the muscle. You know, banquet is the sophisticated vampire.
Oh, of course.
Atkins is the lean muscle.
Oh yeah, lean cuisine is your rogue.
Lean cuisine, and then Atkins is the strong man, and it's a superhero team based on the frozen food aisle. And they go and fight the dreaded forces of pierogi with each letter standing for something.
They all adhere to a moral code called the healthy choice. Yeah. Oh, and the wealthy man who gives them all their orders, his name is Snackwell.
There we go. Yeah, that's that's very good. mummies, super mummies. These are like regular mummies, except better.
Right.
And we do still have to talk about, that would be a good ending, but we do still have to talk about movies, right?
There's we really do. We definitely put the cart before the horse on that one.
Okay. Yeah. So expect this to peer out too.
Yeah. even more sinister, than that of normal mummies, their rotting disease, because it manifests in a matter of days, not months. So like they will touch you and then like the clock is ticking.
Yes. And that's also how they make regular mummies, mm-hmm. is like they take somebody with this disease and then do like a curse on them.
They spend 18 hours.
Yeah. I'm going to be a bit. I think the reason why these are way cooler than regular mummies is because they can leave.
Yes.
Like they're not stuck in their thing. They can kind of walk the earth and they just become these like this entourage of like death and destruction as they move through the you know, Ravenloft countryside.
Mm-hmm.
I like that quite a bit.
My favorite detail about these, so they wander the Ravenloft countryside. Like I just love the idea of them like just wrapped up, you know, just mm-hmm. You know, just masquerading. They've got their like shambling buddies. So their stats change as they age, right? So it's like 99 or less, and then up to 500 or more. But it's not just their AC or, you know, any of these other things. It is their alignment that changes well. So after about 200 years or so, they start getting more craven. They stop being lawful evil and start veering into just like everything must die, chaotic evil territory.
Yeah. Doesn't craven mean cowardly?
It can be either of them. Craven, cowardly. Yeah, I would say that.
I wasn't trying to say dumb. Actually, I've heard it used not as cowardly before, and I always thought it meant cowardly.
Yes. Let me see here and actually pull this up, because I've talked about contemptibly lacking in courage, a cowardly person. Yeah, I'm probably just saying that because of Wes Craven.
Okay. They become more like Wes Craven.
Yep, they become more like Wes Craven.
It truly is the new nightmare.
Yeah. So I am sorry for misusing that.
Yeah, like definitely don't be. So somebody misused something or like had a word on Facebook, and I was real prepared to like, I'm actually them. Mm-hmm. And then I did what you should do, and I looked up, you know, what it was. And it was, I wish I could remember the word, because it'd make this more interesting. But like, it literally had two meanings that felt to me like they couldn't be further apart.
Right.
But no, it's
right.
All countenance. Okay, which I always took to mean somebody's face, but it means something else as well.
It's like their expression or their carriage, right?
It's not just that. That's what I think it is. Mm-hmm. But countenance, this is Learning Hour on Greater Mummy, also means support. Like you give countenance to something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it was like, why are you talking about giving countenance to something? Yeah. That's not like, are you, is it like Greta Garbo gave good face? Like, what are you striking a pose?
Yeah. So it's a weird thing. Like we ran into that because we had the, not horrible. I think both those episodes are actually pretty good. The Neo and the Yakuza episodes, yeah. Right? We were so out of our depth pronouncing things, but like it gets into even stuff that is in English, like craven. It sounds to me like the sound of that word, the feel of it in my mouth, sounds like it should describe like a chaotic evil thing that has no standards. It feels hunched over. It feels like it's got blood, you know, on its jaws, right? It feels it's like willing to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, like you cannot count on it even trying to preserve itself anymore when it is actually the opposite. So like that is from whence my inaccuracy springs.
It's and I wouldn't I mean, I knew like I knew what craven meant. But one mm-hmm. of the reasons why it's in my like ready memory is because of Game of Thrones. Like it's not because it's like, well, I'm a vocabulary lord. And no.
There's
like it's tedious.
I've lived that life.
Yeah, like you've left that behind. Hungry Man Cole doesn't do that anymore. Like it's not just like there's too much. You're too invested in corn niblets to spend your time correcting people's minor pronunciation
corn
issues.
Niblets, please. French toast strips, go on.
I wish that was true though, actually.
Why then I was
but you were more invested in French toast strips than correcting people's minor
wait a minute, is this Cole's character assassination hour?
This is an intervention. Is that character assassination? I'm the victim here, Ross.
No. Jeez, I did it once.
Oh, that's categorically untrue, but it's okay. I'm not actually mad about it. Okay. It's definitely more than once. I'm not actually mad about it. Now in the Hungryverse. Now, okay, I'm not mad about it, but I want at least 20% royalties on the Hungryverse.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And would like to at least I would like a co-creation credit, if not, you know, actual partnership in the extended frozen food Hungryverse.
I feel like I got the better end of that deal because we went back and forth on the Hungryverse.
That's true. Yeah, I'm bad at lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. So yeah, right. Like they make. Are we done? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.